that's right. We're right here this afternoon. We've got an exciting program for you this afternoon. You know, going back to school, going to school for the first time, it can be very, very scary. But one of the things that I am always impressed with what Piedmont Tech is able to do to make their students feel at home and make it that much easier. They have a great event coming up on March 22nd. They're having an open house. Over 80 different programs that are in high demand are going to be on display. It's a great opportunity to put that on the calendar. And today we are going to be talking with Renee Fraser, Dean of Admissions from Piedmont Tech, and with Sissy Copeland, Dean of Business Technology and Public Service Division. Sissy, that is quite a title.
It really is. A mouthful.
A mouthful. I tell you what, Dean of Business, Technology, and Public Service Division. I tell you what exactly do you do out there, Sissy?
Well, I'm a dean over those programs, and they include commercial art, business, administrative office technology, computer technology, early childhood, does that sound about right?
Criminal justice,
yes.
Oh, that's a big program. Everybody always thinks they want to go into criminal justice, don't they?
They do, especially watching TV.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, you can always just solve that crime in 30 minutes, right?
That's right.
Yes.
That's what everybody thinks.
Exactly. It's always amazing. But, you know, one of the things that you were telling me earlier, that you actually started out in what type of background do you have? How did you get started with Piedmont Tech?
I came to Piedmont Tech as an admin specialist.
Okay.
And I saw at later life, because I was living in Columbia and worked a couple of places, always with the state, and moved to Greenwood and started Piedmont Tech as admin specialist, and decided, wow, there's a lot of older people there that were taking classes. And I thought, well, I can do this. So I started with my associate degree and then went on and got my bachelor's and got my master's in less than 6 years.
Now, you were telling me that your dad said, you know, as a secretary, you'd have it made because you'd always have a job.
That's right. He said I didn't need to go to college, that I, as a secretary, I always have a job. But he didn't tell me the fact that I wouldn't be making any money. I just would always have opportunities.
And there was a lot of opportunity. Not so many opportunities as secretarial today, is there?
Not as many, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today, you really have to be more advanced.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, a lot more skills, specialized skills.
That's right. So, mm-hmm. So you started with that. And now, and in 6 years, you're telling me you got your master's.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I did.
You must have been in school all the time, Sissy.
I was. I worked full-time, had a full-time family, and I went to school full-time. But I had a goal. I wanted to get finished so I could start that second phase of my life, and it's been rewarding at Piedmont Tech. I moved from admin specialist up through different positions to the dean.
How does that make you feel today when you look back? I mean, just talking about this has to bring back some memories.
It does, and just real proud that I was able to accomplish it. When I was going through it, it was like a blur. It was like I was always either studying or working. But I'm proud that I finished and stuck with it like I did.
Is your dad still alive?
He's not, but he was alive and saw me succeed and was very proud.
And did you ever bring up to him, you said, I didn't need to go to college?
I did. I told him he owed me a little bit of money since after I got grown, I paid for my own education. I said, now you can actually pay for my education if you want to, but he didn't.
He didn't. Wow. Well, you know, I think that is so neat. In today's world, it's almost, it's necessary to get some higher education, isn't it? Whether you go to a four-year liberal arts school or whether you go to Piedmont Tech and get some direct training.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. It is. So that's a little bit about Sissy Copeland. Mm-hmm. She is the Dean of Business, Technology, and Public Service Division over there at Piedmont Tech. And then we have Renee Fraser, Dean of Admissions at Piedmont Tech. She is kind of what we could call a newbie. You've only been there, what, a year?
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
A year and 6 months.
Yeah. So how did you end up at Piedmont Tech?
Well, I started out at the
previous 26 years at Tri-County Technical College in Pendleton. So I've been in the technical college system for 27 years. And there was an opportunity open at Piedmont Technical College. And I spent a lot of times, because the church I attend is in Abbeville. So a lot of my recruiting when I was in church, it was very difficult for me to try to pull them to Tri-County because that was outside of their region. And so when I saw this opportunity, I thought, wow, you know, with me being in church or in the community, I can say, well, come on to Piedmont Tech now. So it made it much easier in the decision to transfer to from Tri-County to Piedmont Tech.
Well, and particularly when you think of Abbeville over there with their new buildings and whatnot, yes. You know, that is a good plus.
It is. I mean, one thing about Piedmont Tech, we have, seven territories, and we have a campus in each one of those. So, you know, we can be able to spread out and pull, you know, students closer right in their front door, you know, to come to college. So it makes it more convenient for the community.
Now, one of the things that you may find very interesting is that Renee is a first-generation college student.
That's true. That is true. My parents encouraged us that when we finished, you know, they wanted us to go to college. Process was very scary for us, not knowing. But by me participating in a program called Upward Bound, that allowed me to be on a college campus while I was in high school. So it made that transition much easier. So once I declared what program I wanted to go, with me being on the campus, and I knew that, you know, I would just continue to attend at Tri-County.
Now, what program did you want to go into?
Well, I actually started out in accounting. That didn't take long. So after that first semester, I realized, okay, maybe this is not for me. And so then with going in with counselors, which we have at Piedmont Tech, with career planning, and then, you know, I still liked administration and still like numbers, but not at that level. And so that's when I got into secretarial science, which today is administrative office technology.
Yeah, boy, they sure changed those titles, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is terrific, and I'm sure that your parents just were probably prouder than ever when you graduated.
Oh, yeah, that was a big accomplishment to get an associate degree, and then even continuing on beyond that. And sometimes, you know, when you're asking Sissy, I just sit in my office, and I have a moment to sit in my office other than meetings. I'm able to just look back at my credentials and think, wow, you know, what I've done and how I've been able to accomplish that, and just continue on and getting my master's. Sometimes I sit back and just think, I can't believe it. So, but it is a huge accomplishment for my family. So I'm able to use that as a role model for others that, you know, if I can do it, you can do it too.
That is terrific. Now, since becoming the Dean of Admissions at Piedmont Tech, what exactly do you have to do, Sissy? I mean, Renee, sorry.
Well, in collaboration with Sissy and all those, we're responsible for recruiting. And so we have to get out in the community. This platform is one of those to be able to showcase what Piedmont Tech has to offer. And so we're in our high schools, we work with businesses, just to be able to show them that we are a viable institution, and our goal is for recruiting is to try to get them on campus as much as possible, and this event is going to be one of those. But then once they apply to the college, then we work with those students through the enrollment process. So we go from recruitment through enrollment.
You know, one of the programs that I know we're talking, are going to be talking about the open house that's coming up Tuesday, March 22nd, but the instant admission program that y'all have started there certainly has made a difference for people that need to do it quickly, don't have time to go back and forth and spend a week or two getting this done. I know that's been a godsend over there at Piedmont Tech.
It has. And even when I was at Tri-County, we actually visited Piedmont Tech to look at that process for instant admissions. How do you do that? How do you get students to come in and complete the entire enrollment process in one day? So with being on campus, we've made some refinements. But I think what we're becoming to see is we're able to do this every day. I mean, students can come in and apply, bring in your high school transcripts, take the placement test, meet with a new student advisor. But we do set aside a day for instant admissions day. But you can technically do that any day of the week now.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Hey, I am right here with Sissy Copeland and Renee Fraser. They are both from Piedmont Tech. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, then we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. I do want to remind you, please, please, please vote for Sharp Facets Gallery for the best jewelry store. That's right. Sorry, it's a personal plug here. It's time to vote for the Index Journal, and please vote for Sharp Facets for best jewelry store. Go to indexjournal.com and vote. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, we are talking this afternoon with Renee Frazier. She is the Dean of Admissions for Piedmont Tech. And Sissy Copeland, Dean of Business Technology and Public Service Division, covering a lot of different departments. But they're going to have an open house Tuesday, March 22nd. They're going to have a morning session from 9 to noon, an evening session from 4 to 7. Sissy, y'all have been working hard, and I understand you've gotten a lot of input from a lot of the different departments here to make this a success.
Yes, we have. We're really thrilled about the cooperation that we're getting from all the programs.
That's right. So what exactly are we trying to put across here with the open house?
Well, I think what we're trying to display is, you know, opportunity. One, we just want them to come to campus, and so then they'll have it one-on-one face-to-face communication with faculty and staff to get more about what that program is involved. So the open house will actually be a showcase for Piedmont Tech.
Okay, and this will take, does it cover all the programs that are out there?
It does. It will cover...
How many programs do y'all have? About 80, is that right?
We have about 80 different programs. Some of them fall under the same departments.
Right.
So they'll be out showcasing actual departments. And so I think it'll be everything from A to Z.
A to Z.
We're going to have you want me to explain
sure,
a few
absolutely.
Things that we're
sure.
going to have? We're going to have some 3D printing and scanning technology. There's an art show that we have gone to the high schools to get students, high school and junior high school, to get students to participate, enter some of their presentations, their drawings and pictures and that kind of stuff. Robotics. We're going to have an unmanned aerial vehicle, which is also known as a drone.
Right.
a computer.
I mean, can everybody just fly the drone, or what's the deal here?
I think it's just going to be a demo at that time.
And why will you?
They may let a few people fly it.
But why are you going to have a drone? What does that have to do in relation? Do you have a course on drones, or what's the...
No, but it's part of the industrial electronic technology program. And just give students hands-on on how they're made.
You're trying to tempt them, is what
right,
you're telling
tempt
me.
Tempt them into the program.
Actually, this is all about tempting you and helping you find the right career. But with having 80 different programs under one roof that you can see in either a morning session or an afternoon session really gives you the opportunity. And this would be a great opportunity, wouldn't it, Renee, for young people particularly to come with their parents and really get a feel of going to school.
Exactly. And that's why we have two sessions. The morning session from 9 to 2, we're even offering to bus those high school students and possibly middle school guidance counselors who want to send their students. So that way, that's an opportunity they can come during the day. But then for those who, you know, because we understand the commitments in the school, but then for those parents, they can come with those with their children and for the evening session from 4 to 7.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would think one of the things when you talk about kids coming from high school and whatnot is the bridge programs that are out there that kids are already working on. I mean, that's a big advantage for them.
It is. And that's part of the University Transfer Division that will be available to talk about those opportunities, you know, because Piedmont Tech, you can save a lot more money coming to a technical college for 2 years and then bridge over to a four-year school. But then we also have some technical programs that you can bridge into for 4 years as well.
So when you talk about opportunities, now I understand that this is actually going to be set up like a trade show.
That's correct. Okay. And it's going to be inside and outside. We're
right.
hoping the rain will not be there that day. But we're going to have like
that would be unusual, wouldn't it?
<I know. laughs> Well, for instance, we'll have the new criminal justice mobile crime unit will be outside.
We've got, now, what's this? The new mobile crime unit?
It's a mobile unit that we have that we'll be taking to the different counties. And it has a driving simulator, the gun simulator that they'll be
That's going to be popular. That's right.
The fingerprinting crime scenes. It's just a new trailer mobile unit that we have purchased and have that we'll be able to showcase our programs in all different counties, not just in Greenwood. We're going to have a lot of equipment from agriculture and horticulture outside the building. We're going to have what would you call the health thing that we're going to go from life to death to?
It's like a mock simulation. That
life to death? Yes. Come on now, Sissy. Well, you're not going to be killing off people out there, are you?
Just a few, maybe.
Just a few, yeah. But, I mean, that is awesome. When I saw that for my first time this past summer, I was just blown away because I don't think we realize how many hands actually touch a life. And so those programs, you're going to see how respiratory is involved, how surgical tech is involved. When there is death, then you got human services that's going to be involved.
And funeral I think, services.
Right. And then, you know, there was an animal in the car, so then we were dealing with the veterinarian. So it is a huge, huge demonstration that it will blow your mind. So,
yeah, I was looking this over and I saw canine CPR. Now, see, everybody's blown away. They hadn't read this either. Canine CPR with a training mannequin. I just want to know, have you got a dog that you're going to be training with the CPR, canine CPR?
From what I understand, they will be bringing one from the Newberry campus.
How about that?
And we'll be part of that mock simulation.
Yeah, and it is down in Newberry where they have the program for the Vet Tech.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's a very big program too, isn't it? Growing field.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Gracie would not want to have to participate in that. No,
that's right.
Gracie would not. No. She's not a vet
she
person.
Heard her name.
Yes, she
that's
did.
Right.
All right, so. Renee, why do you think it's such a good thing to do this right now in the spring coming up March 22nd?
Well, I think any time is always a good time. We provide campus tours, anytime someone wants a tour, but this is actually where we're pulling everyone from the entire campus. So it's a college-wide focus, and spring is always a good time of the year for anyone to come. Again, this is our second one, so, you know, who knows? You might see many more open houses throughout the year, but this is the second one, and we're hoping that it will be a grand event.
That's right. So again, this is coming up March 22nd. They'll have a morning session. Now, anybody can go in the 9 to noon?
It's open to anyone.
Right. And then in the afternoon from 4 to 7, they'll be having another session. So from 4 to 7, you'll be able to go out there and check it all out. Hey, I tell you what, Andy, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. Go into South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller, right back here with you, with Renee Fraser, Dean of Admissions at Piedmont Tech, and Sissy Copeland, Dean of Business Technology and Public Service Division. I tell you what, these are busy, busy women. They've come here to sit down with me this afternoon. And, you know, Renee, you were just relating a really good story. We were just talking about how hard it is if you haven't been to school or maybe you've dropped out of school to go back through those doors and get into school. And I was asking you about what makes you excited about, what's the most exciting part of your job? And I think you've got a great story to share about how you feel about going to school and how you ended up where you are today.
Right. Well, I think, you know, what's exciting is the connection that we can build with those that are coming in. I think what is so important is that, you know, it takes a lot for someone to actually come to a campus and even think, you know, maybe I do want to go to college. But if we're not providing good customer service and the person leaves, they never return. And so with me having a personal experience with that when I was in college, it made me realize, you know, we really have to be careful how we treat someone, but just to make sure we can show them other opportunities and other options, because it could be life-changing for that person.
Well, you told me that you actually were thinking of dropping out.
Yes.
Because of what somebody said to you at the college that day.
Yes. And, you know, the person is no longer there, but we've come to terms with things. But when I was a student, you know, after that first semester that I thought I wanted to do accounting, it actually had some challenges for me. And then, you know, left and, you know, going down the hallway to my car in tears and thinking, you know, this is not for me. I'm not cut out for college, you know, and there was a counselor who stood in the hallway. As you say, there's a ram in the bush. And counselor just basically said, "Why don't you come in and just sit down? You only have a few minutes." And I was still persistent in wanting to go to the car. And he said, "No, come and sit down." And so then when he actually laid out a plan for me and gave me some other options, that was life-changing for me. And so to be in a position where I am for full circle to make sure that we don't do this to our students, we just have to make sure that we give them all those other options and let them know it's not the end of the world. What happened to me was a roadblock, and I just had to find a way, or having someone to help me to find a way to get around that.
Well, I think that's one of the things that, as far as Piedmont Tech, in my experience in knowing people that have gone and knowing a lot of the professors and everything out there, it is about being enthusiastic and finding mm-hmm. that right direction. And I know that one of the things that Piedmont Tech always concentrates on is they want to know. They don't want you to fail.
Right.
And, you know, when you go to some of these huge colleges out there, you become a number. You're not really a person because they can't focus on a huge amount. But here at Tech, they do a great job. And when you talk about whether it's the one-day admission or getting into class and finding your direction, finding how far along you are, what classes you need to take in order to get you to where you want to go, and if it changes, that's not a problem either, is it, Sissy?
It's not. Mm-mm.
And so I think Piedmont Tech is to be commended. I know it's sometimes probably a little stressful keeping all the balls in the air over there at Piedmont Tech, but y'all do a great job at doing it. And I like your ideas, Renee, about being a dean of admissions and working as a team to make sure that you get these students admitted, but then you keep them coming back.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
If you are experienced or have experienced a bad experience, really, they should come in and talk to you.
Come back to where you started.
Yes,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Come back to admissions.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't know the answer, we're trying to find, you know, where you need to be.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that, Sissy, you and I were talking about before we actually came on the air, it was about people are always talking about how expensive it is to go to school. But one of the things that I think that Piedmont Tech has the advantage of is that, number one, it is more affordable.
It is affordable. There's a lot of help out there with scholarships and the Pell Grants. And, you know, you just have to come and see what you can afford, what's affordable for you, what kind of scholarships you can get, what kind of assistance you can get. You know, you won't know unless you ask.
That's
unless
right.
You pursue it.
That's right. And, of course, you've got the lottery scholar. I mean, it just goes on and on. You and I were talking about that some of the most expenses come on is for those that are going back to school and still have to work because they have to support themselves. And that's where a lot of the expense can come in there.
Right, right. If you're needing to borrow loan money to just live, sometimes you may just have to say, I need to be a part-time student, and that's okay. We have the services for our part-time students just like we do the full-time students, and we want all of you to be successful.
That's right. So one of the things that we did want to talk about is there's going to be some good giveaways at the open house coming up March 22nd. As we said, there's going to be two sessions, a morning session 9 to noon, and the evening session from 4 to 7. Sissy, what are you going to be giving away?
Money! money. We're going to have a cash machine where you can actually get in. Well, you don't get in, but it's a cash machine where you stick your hands in and you start feeling around for some. It's fake money, but there will be some gift certificates in there for you to get some gift cards for cash. And we're going to be giving away iPads and PlayStation 4. Some and t-shirt type thing.
T-shirt and food.
And food, yes. Okay. My favorite. Free food.
So there really is no reason not to come out and really check what is going on at Piedmont Tech. You know, one of the things about Piedmont Tech, they have so expanded their programs. I mean, just think, what are they doing with the air conditioning and HVAC program. They're expanding that program out there. They have a new building they're moving into.
The building is fantastic. It's state of the art. Everybody needs to see it.
And I think it's going to be a program where, if I remember correctly, Kenny Talent was telling me it's going to be a program that the statewide, they're going to be coming to look at this program. That's how fantastic it's really going to be. So when you talk about some of the programs, HVAC, respiratory care, not bad money in respiratory care.
That's right.
I think normal pay for this region is what, about almost $52,000.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So, and of course, as we age and everything, we're looking at people that may need more respiratory care. I think what I remember talking to one of the gals from respiratory care, and she said respiratory care is one that where you can have a lot of hands-on with people because you could be between the doctor and the nurses trying to help with care. So when you look at the programs that are out there in today's world with 80 different programs, you know, Renee, if you had it to go back and do over, would there be a program that you'd like to investigate other than the one you're in? I know you're totally happy where you're at, but if you had the ability to, say, do a do-over and do something totally different, what would you do with all the 80 programs? Do you have any idea?
I'd probably do welding.
Welding. Now, welding is a program that women actually do very well in.
They do.
That's right. It's a big dollar.
And I mean, high demand for females to do so.
Yeah. How about you, Sissy? If you had it to do over, what would you say? I'm going to give it a try. I never thought I'd be interested, but I might like to try that.
I think probably funeral services.
Funeral services. There you go. That's a different case. You know, and the thing I think that is happening in our world today is people are having a career when they're 25, mm-hmm. and then people are having a career when they're 55 or 50. Mm-hmm. I mean, we go back to school and we change careers. That is one of the things that is happening in society. Anymore, they tell, you know, it used to be what? You got a degree, you knew what career you were going to be in, and you stayed in that the whole time. That's not true anymore, is it, Renee?
No, I don't think so.
No, people are constantly having to upscale their skills. They're going to have to, some businesses that are in business now won't be in business 20 years from now, so you're going to be changing. That's where Piedmont Tech is such a bargain because they are prepared for change. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
All right, we're right back here. Yes, I'm Ann Eller right here live at Sharp Facets Gallery, just having a fascinating conversation with Renee Frazier, Dean of Admissions at Piedmont Tech, and Sissy Copeland, Dean of Business Technology and Public Service Division. I just want to ask you, Sissy, I mean, do they pay you extra for all these different departments here?
I wish. No, they don't.
I just thought I'd bring that up as a plug for you because, you know, we've got Dean of Admissions over here, and then we've got Dean of Business Technology Public Service. Looks like they're getting a bargain here, aren't they, Sissy?
They are. They really are. Right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Right, okay. And be sure to forward this over to the appropriate sources. Yes, okay. When we talk about Piedmont Tech, one of the things that I think is real important to talk about is how the Piedmont Tech is very open to that older student. And it wasn't too many years ago where that older student felt, oh, I can never go back to school. but even lottery assistance is for all people, mm-hmm. you know. And one of the things that I think is so interesting, there's never a time that I don't have somebody in a program that says that having that older student, might be the 50 plus and the 20 something, together in the same classroom, and how they enhance the experience of both. The 50-something can tell them about life and how it is in the working world. The 20-something can tell them maybe more about technology and working with computers and everything. But I know, Renee, that's something you wanted to speak to, is how important it is, if you feel you're at a dead end, to go forward.
Right. We don't want anyone at any age to be discouraged. If you think you have a desire and you wanting to enhance your skills or maybe to gain skills that you don't already have, open house is an opportunity. But any day, just come and we'll have you to sit down with some of our faculty and just find out how you can fit in and how you can gain those skills to maybe improve life for you.
And if you haven't been to school in 20 years or so?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's a big step, though, to walk through those doors, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that's why we've got a great staff that can help you. Maybe they might need more support services. And so we would get them in contact with our student support services, with other opportunities that are available. We have tutoring. There's all kinds of services that we can provide.
What about math? Oh, my God. You know, everybody yes. talks about the math, you know. And so, how do you deal with it if you haven't had to study and you haven't had to you've watched TV, you've read magazines, books, etc., but you haven't really sat down and studied? That can be an overwhelming experience to even be thinking about.
Well, I think we have all levels. So if someone comes in and they test at a lower level and need remediation, then we have the courses designed to help them get to where they need to be.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And they won't be embarrassed?
No.
Okay. See, I think that's a big one for a lot of people. But in today's world, getting the skills will allow you to have a career. And since they're talking about us having to work longer, I mean, retirement is not a guarantee at 65 anymore. So, we better start looking at getting our skills that we need to be able to do some interesting things. Now, this is going on Tuesday, March 22nd. Please put it on your calendar. You know I'll be talking about it on my shows. It is at the Medford Family Event Center. And you were telling me, Sissy, it's inside and outside. Yep. And there was something about in the funeral services. What are they thinking about doing?
It's a mock funeral graveside service that they'll be having. Now, that one will actually be inside. They're going to have it set up inside with a grave.
Medford?
Inside the Medford Center, right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Now, you also, earlier in the show, if you're just tuning in, you talked about they're going to have a drone flying around the whole facility there. People will be able to experience this. Why are you going to have a drone?
I think it's just to, because it's part of their program that they, in the industrial electronic engineering programs, they're focusing on new technology daily. I mean, everything's changing, and that's just one of the new technologies out there that they will be working on and have access to, and they want the students to be prepared.
Wow, okay. And then, of course, this 3D printing. So, you know, I guess we could say that Piedmont Tech is totally up to date with everything that's going on out there in the world, huh,
yes,
Renee?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah.
We are.
And I know because Dr. Brooks is a very forward-thinking person. He makes sure that everybody is up to snuff on everything, moving the mountain forward, shall
That's
we say.
Right. He really does.
Yeah. But some of the other programs that are out there, for example, computer technology, that's a good program, isn't
it? It is a great program.
And what exactly do people do in computer technology?
Everything from networking, internet programming. We're looking at starting a cybersecurity networking program. Just anything that we can stay ahead of the technology in the community.
And a network administrator is making $69,000 in this region.
Their average pay. Sometimes the students start off at some great, excellent pay, like $44,000. They might leave Piedmont Tech and start off.
Right.
With a starting salary, so.
That's pretty good. Now, of course, you also have the automotive technology. I mean, there are so many programs. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface, have we, Renee?
Oh, no. I mean, we have 4 academic divisions, and so you've got programs, university transfer, we talk about the bridge, CC's program, business and public services, the industrial and engineering division, and then a health science division.
And nursing.
And then in nursing. Uh-huh. That's right. So we've only talked about a few, but they will all be hands on deck that particular day, so they will have that exposure.
And I think it would be really fun to really, it'll be more in-depth than what you could get even on a tour of Piedmont Tech.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that is why this is such an important time for you to write this on the calendar. Tuesday, March 22nd, the morning session, 9 to noon, evening session, 4 to 7. And everything in the morning will be actually going on in the afternoon.
Yes.
In the afternoon and the morning, vice versa.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And anybody can come. I know you were talking about busing students in the morning, mm-hmm. but it's for anybody all these times.
Open to the community.
Open to the
that's
community.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you've got to get out there. You've got to see what's going on. What other careers do you cover, Sissy? We've talked, you were talking about the computer...
technology, the business program, criminal justice, one of the fastest growing fields right now.
Is that because we have so many criminals? I just thought I'd bring that up, folks, you know. Okay, because we have so many criminals, or why do you think that's so big?
I think because of the TV shows.
Is it the TV?
It's alluring people to the younger people into that field. They see everything that's happening on TV and they think they can...
It's going to be as fast-paced and exciting.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. And what about any others? Now, one of the arts part of the computer design and arts, don't you do something with that?
Commercial arts,
commercial
I do.
Art, mm-hmm. yes. What kind of field is that in today's world?
It's more like advertising, marketing, the 3D printing, that's where that a lot of that will come up under. Photography, a lot of different fields that our students
Kendall
go into.
Adams out there.
Kendall
with
Adams,
Adams
right,
yes,
is over the commercial arts program.
That's,
and we're actually having a contest.
Okay.
Where students from the different schools can enter their artwork, and then they'll win a prize and
so
be selected for their creativity. Categories,
that's
those kinds of
that's
things.
That's terrific.
It was big. It was one of the biggest drawing points last year at the open house. So it's going to all be down there in the Medford Center.
Have you been to the Medford Center since it's been redone? My goodness, what a change that made to that facility there. So you've got to put this on the calendar, March 22nd, 9 to noon, 4 to 7. They're going to be so busy in the 9 to noon, they're going to have to sit down, take a break, and then get geared up for the 4
right.
to 7. You'll be able to win some cash, correct?
Some gift cards, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to win some iPads and what else?
PlayStation
4. Mm-hmm. Those are our door prizes that we'll give for the first session, and then we'll have the evening session as well.
Okay. So this is the place to be, March 22nd. That's a Tuesday. It'll be right after the first days of spring, so it's an excellent time to come out and think about getting into school. And it's right before graduation for our high school students. They need to be
that's
making
right.
a plan.
They do. And we'll have financial aid representative be on hand. We'll have our career counselors. So those who are coming in and still unsure, they'll be there as well. Even for parents, you know, have students who want to do dual enrollment. Maybe they want to get an early start on college. So we'll have the service side of things, too, as well as the program side.
So it'll be an excellent opportunity. They'll be able to take the time and answer the questions.
Yes.
So don't miss this opportunity to be part of something. You've got your kid that's getting ready to go to college, and you're probably worried about how you're going to handle all this. And then for those adults that are thinking, what am I going to do? I've got my kids to take care of here. It's a great time to check everything out and see how flexible they are out there at Piedmont Tech. I tell you what, Renee, this has been a lot of fun to have you out here today.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for this platform for us to be able to share more about Piedmont Tech.
Absolutely. And Sissy, it's been a joy to have you out here this afternoon. Thanks for coming and sharing.
Well, thank you for letting us come.
Absolutely.
We really enjoyed it.
Well, great. I'll be talking more about it. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. I'll be back in the morning. So y'all have a great evening. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.